Now, before this brick siding was put on, what they have is weatherboarding.
Uh-huh.
Now, some houses are made of brick, but this is just weatherboards.
Boards that go over?
One overlaps mm-hmm. the other, right, uh-huh. Those weatherboards.
What do you call the things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
The gutters.
Are they built in or do they hang from the roof?
They hang from the roof, honey. The roofer usually puts those on.
Mm-hmm. What about when you have a house and an L? What do you call a low point?
I don't know, doll. I don't know. I've never had that. Uh-uh. And then some houses have these eaves, you know? They extend out.
Uh-huh.
It like keeps the rain from beating in, which we don't have. You see, we don't have eaves. But some houses have eaves that extend over the whole house, you know,
uh-huh.
extend out beyond the house.
Uh-huh.
And I often wonder why, but it's evidently to keep the rain from coming mm-hmm. in so easily, you know, depending mm-hmm. on which way the wind is blowing. Because I know when it rains, now very often we have, I know in my back bedroom, a few years back, I had a lot of trouble. Because wherever the trouble was, the rain used to come down between the window and the outer wall, you see, in between mm-hmm. that. And it used to flood my window and it would come in and there was nothing I could do about it. But a few years ago, my sisters had another roof put on right over the other one, mm-hmm. which corrected the thing. Because whatever it was a trouble in the roof and they never could get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very annoying, though. But since they had this other roof put on right over it, it really has corrected mm-hmm. the whatever it was.
What do you call the room at the top of the house just under the roof? Not really an upstairs. I mean, just...
I know you don't call that an upstairs. It's like an attic.
Mm-hmm.
An attic, yeah. Well, we have an attic up there, but it's not approachable. I mean, I believe my sisters can approach it from their side,
mm-hmm.
but that's the only way.
Did y'all own both of these?
You see, this is what you call a double house, doll.
Uh-huh.
This is a double house. They rent one side and live in one side. Now, some people, they'll rent out both sides, you see,
mm-hmm.
and they'll live in a separate home.
When y'all bought this house, you bought the whole thing?
Yes, yes. You usually buy a double house, honey. It's usually the whole thing, unless you have friends that are selling one half.
Uh-huh.
But that is very seldom.
Usually. So, y'all rented this other half out when you were...
No, don't. Yeah. You see, when my mother bought this, we lived on that side. And I was not married yet. And
uh-huh.
I lived over there. And she had tenants on this side that were living here when she bought the place.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived here for, a long, long time. And then they decided to move into, they own property too.
Uh-huh.
But they decided to move into one of their own pieces of property. And then that's when my mother asked, at that time I was already married and had 4 children.
Mm-hmm.
And so she asked me if I would, and at the time we were looking for a larger house, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we were looking for the larger house, but we didn't have the money to pay the rent that they asked.